More than a quarter of the lands in Washington state are owned by the U.S. government, and the federal government is in charge of more than half of Oregon's acreage. It's land that makes up national parks, forests, monuments, and wildlife refuges. What would it mean if the federal government did what many have been asking for and transferred those lands to states? Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
Shortly after a jury acquitted seven defendants of conspiracy in the occupation of Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, defendant Shauna Cox told Oregon Public Broadcasting the group's legal fight over federal lands isn't over.
We have a lawsuit against the federal government to prove that that land does not belong to the federal government. It actually belongs to the citizens of Harney County. That's a state issue. That has not anything to do with the federal.
They own a third of America. And that's just too damn much land to manage efficiently and effectively.
That's Congressman Rob Bishop, a Republican from Utah. He chairs the House Natural Resources Committee. Bishop argues the federal government is neither a worthy steward nor an ideal landlord.
And that's why if you can chop it up into smaller areas and allow states and counties who do have the expertise and are there on the ground to make that determination, it can be much, much better.
Bishop was recently in Wenatchee alongside Washington Republican Congressman Dan Newhouse. Ranchers, horsemen, members of the NRA, about 100 people came to talk about federal land management and options to transfer ownership. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell says congressmen like Newhouse and Bishop haven't accounted for the costs associated with federal lands.
They are not inexpensive to manage, and state budgets are not robust, that to suggest that states could do a better job of managing them is not an appropriate argument.
Washington's Public Lands Commissioner, Democrat Peter Goldmark, agrees the cost of managing federal land would become a burden on states.
Clearly, the federal government has the ability to spend the money in this regard, but Congress haven't chosen to direct any significant amount of revenue to really address the forest health problem here in the western part of the United States.
Problems like insects and disease and other things that make forests vulnerable to wildfire. The state of the Northwest's forests came up during a debate between Oregon's incumbent Governor Kate Brown and challenger Bud Pierce in September. Brown told the audience she's found an option that doesn't involve transferring ownership.
Most recently, I signed what's called a good neighbor agreement with the Forest Service that we will work collaboratively to do the thinning and fire prevention work that needs to happen on our federal lands. It's a win because it puts Oregonians back to work in our woods, and it also creates healthy forests.
In order to transfer public lands in the West into state ownership, it would likely take an act of Congress. State elected officials like Governor Brown and Commissioner Goldmark believe it's unlikely. A report this year from attorneys general from 10 Western states casts further doubt about whether a change in ownership even has legal precedent. This summer, the group adopted a two-year analysis of numerous past court cases. Only Nevada's attorney general dissented. Peter Goldmark calls that very affirming.
That's a big vote of confidence to the premise that the federal land is held in trust for the people of the country.
But Goldmark isn't seeking re-election this year, and there's turnover at other levels in land management. Secretary Sally Jewell will oversee the country's five land management agencies only until the end of the year. She says, much like America's political landscape, the fate of its lands, were they to be transferred to states, is unclear.
And it's more likely that they would be sold to the highest bidder and no longer belong to the American people.
But land transfer supporters say those lands could be better managed at the local level. It's a conversation that's likely to continue even beyond November 8th. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.